Would you like to share on the open mic? You're next.
My name's Kyle. Nice to meet you guys.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi. This is what I like to say from the beginning. There's been a lot of ideas and a lot of communication going on, but I think a lot of it is basically not even addressing the elephant in the room. Now, I'm going to make a statement, and let me know if I'm wrong in this statement.
Come over here, Kyle, because we're seeing math. Sorry.
When a woman, not a woman, obvious, when a woman... The predominant reason that a woman, under my opinion, would get an abortion is because something has happened to her that she didn't want to happen. Would that be a correct?
Yes.
Okay, so one person. So something happened to her that's unwanted. Unwanted. Now, just give you a little background. 11 days ago, I was in Yad Vashem. Do you know what that is? Yad Vashem is in it's in northern Jerusalem, and it's the Holocaust Museum. And you walk through, and at the end, it's kind of even hard to even express what it's like, because it's a lot similar to this. Honestly, no offense to your sign, but it's really well put together and really well done. And
wait, are you saying our signs are well done, or Yad Vashem is well done?
Oh, Yad Vashem is beautiful. It's millions and millions of dollars. And
well, if we had millions and millions of dollars, we might come up with something a little different.
No offense on your sign. I think it's great.
But that's okay. I'm not taking offense.
But here's the whole concept. When you walk through, you begin to feel what they felt like. That's the whole idea behind the whole museum. And there's this sense that the main proponent behind the whole movement was that those people, these people, wherever you draw the line, those people over there are unwanted. Those people over there are poor. Those people over there are not with us. But I think that's one thing that all of humanity has to understand, is that we are all in this together. Because we are all made, as those people have told us long ago, we are all made in the image of God. And that's universal. It doesn't matter whether you're tall or small or big, or it doesn't matter where you live, whether you live in Texas or whether you live in a womb, wherever you are, there's a great, great singularity in the diversity around us. And so this is my point, is that when we begin to treat people like they're unwanted, when we begin to devalue people, well, that's when they start goose-stepping in and start marching and saying, these people over here, let's isolate them from our society. These people aren't wanted. We don't need them. And that's the most dangerous place that a human can say is, I have no need of you. Because we have great need for one another. We have great... There's a great dependency in all of us. And although I believe in America and we should be independent in a sense, I think that's our greatest flaw, is saying, I have no need of any of you. That's just what I wanted to say.
Thanks.